Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Yowoo Ranger podcast, where we provide podcasts that will enlighten your understanding of Yahweh and his plan for mankind's salvation and eternal life. For more information, please be sure to visit yahweh.org and yowooranger.com. It is abundantly clear that an overwhelming amount of evidence supports the seven-day observance of Passover and unleavened bread being Abib 14 through 20. Also, it can be demonstrated that this was the practice of Yahushua the Messiah and the early assemblies who later were referred to as Cartodecimans. Nevertheless, many would stubbornly disagree with this conclusion in the face of the facts and continue with a modified form of the traditional Pharisaic Hasidic practice. This newer modified or hybrid form would have an 8-day observance of eating unleavened bread from Abib 14 through 21. With the traditional Pharisaic and the newer hybrid practice, Passover day, Abib 14, is not the first day of the festival or feast of unleavened bread. Even though Passover day is considered a day of eating unleavened bread, the hybrid practice relegates it to just a memorial and preparation day for Abib 15, which under their system is officially the first day of the seven-day festival of unleavened bread consisting of Abib 15 through 21. It is essential to recognize that under the modern hybrid system, there would be a total of 8 days of eating unleavened bread. As an attempt to discredit the validity of the Cartodeciman Passover practice of Abib 14 through 20, many objectors point out that Passover day is not a festival day, even though the scriptural citation from the book of Exodus indicates it as such. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the cog or festival of the Passover be left unto the morning. Exodus 34, verse 25. It is claimed that even though this verse seems to clearly indicate that Passover day, Abib 14, is a festival day, there has been a mistranslation into English of the Hebrew word cog, which is festival, but that it should read victim instead. Therefore, when the verse is retranslated, they would read it as follows. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the cog or victim of the Passover be left unto the morning. Exodus 34, verse 25. Could such a translation bear any merit? According to scriptures, for any truth to be established, there have to be at least 2 or 3 witnesses. In the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses shall every word be established. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 1. Therefore, if the Hebrew word cog can mean victim, there should be other scriptural witnesses or verses to establish this so-called truth. When one searches the Hebrew of the Old Testament, only one verse containing the term cog might be considered. Psalm 118, verse 27. Per the King James Version, this mistranslated verse has the word sacrifice for cog. The verse is as follows. El, the Mighty One, is Yahweh, which hath showed us light. Bind the cog, or sacrifice, with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Psalm 118, verse 27. As one further investigates this particular psalm by consulting the Greek Septuagint for the equivalent Greek word for the Hebrew term cog, one finds the word heorte. The Septuagint has, the deity is Yahweh, and he showed us light. Arrange a heorte, or feast, with the thick ones up to the horns of the altar. Septuagint, Psalm 117, verse 27. Strong's exhaustive concordance defines heorte as of uncertain divinity, a festival, feast, holy day. The fact of the matter is that no verse in either the Hebrew or Greek texts supports the idea that the term cog or heorte is a victim or sacrifice. Additionally, the victim hypothesis cannot even meet the minimum of at least 2 or 3 witnesses to establish scriptural truth. Conversely, scriptures clearly demonstrate that the terms cog and heorte always mean festival or feast day. Actually, the New International Version gives an excellent translation of Psalm 118, verse 27. Yahweh is El, the Mighty One, and he has made his light shine upon us. With bows in hand, Join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. Psalm 118, verse 27. The evidence is conclusive. No amount of word gymnastics will detract from the fact that scriptures explicitly state that Passover Day, Abib 14, is a festival day. Now might be a good time to look at a few more verses, adding further support. Exodus 12, verse 14 gives, "This day, Passover, Abib 14, shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it a cog or festival to Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall observe it an ordinance for a world age lasting time." Exodus 34:25 has, "You shall not offer the blood of my zabak or sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the zabak or sacrifice of the cog or festival of the Passover be left unto the morning." Notice that the specific Hebrew word for the sacrifice or victim is zabak. It is distinctively the zabak or sacrifice that is not to be left until the morning, and not the cog or festival. Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, number 2077, Hebrew zabakze, bach from zabak, 2076, properly a slaughter, that is, the flesh of an animal, by implication a sacrifice, the victim or the act, offering, sacrifice. According to the opposing viewpoint, one should be able to interchange the words victim and sacrifice with no difference in the intended meaning. In other words, the victim is the sacrifice, and the sacrifice is the victim. Therefore, if one were to substitute the word sacrifice for festival, as they would have it for Exodus 34:25, here is what the result would be. "You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the sacrifice of the Passover be left unto the morning." It is quite apparent that there is something sorely wrong with this forced approach. Next, let's compare the proper reading of Exodus 34:25 with the passage from Ezekiel. "In the first month, in the 14th day of the month, you shall have the Passover, a cog or festival of 7 days, unleavened bread shall be eaten." Ezekiel 45, verse 21. Now might be a good time to ask, when did one begin to eat unleavened bread? Scriptures state that one begins to eat unleavened bread with the Passover meal on Abib 14. The next question would be, how many days does one eat unleavened bread? Again, scriptures are quite explicit that it is 7 days. How many days is added to day one of eating unleavened bread to come up with a total of 7 days of eating unleavened bread? Of course, we can all agree that it is 6 days. The book of Deuteronomy states, "For 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the 7th day there shall be a solemn assembly to Yahweh your Elohim. You shall do no work on it." Deuteronomy 16, verse 8. If the first day of eating unleavened bread is Abib 14, what date would one arrive at when 6 more days are added? One cannot escape the fact that it is Abib 20. Our results prove that the first day of the 7-day festival of Passover and unleavened bread is Abib 14. One begins to eat unleavened bread at the beginning of Abib 14 and then continues for 6 more days, making Abib 20 the last day of the festival. As amply demonstrated again, the festival of Passover and unleavened bread observance of Abib 14 through 20 confirms the most ancient system as practiced by Yahushua the Messiah and his early followers, notably the Cordodesimans. However, some would point to Leviticus 23 verse 6 and insist that the first day of the festival of unleavened bread is Abib 15, which continues through Abib 21 for a total of 7 days. The book of Leviticus has, "And on the 15th day of the same month is the festival of unleavened bread unto Yahweh. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread." Leviticus 23, verse 6. According to this passage, it is readily apparent that scriptures indicate that Abib 15 is a cog or festival day. How then does the information from this passage compare with that from the book of Ezekiel? "In the first month, in the 14th day of the month, you shall have the Passover, a cog, or festival of 7 days, unleavened bread shall be eaten." Ezekiel 45:21. This particular aspect of Passover week will be addressed in a future podcast. In the meantime, keep in mind regarding Leviticus 23:6 that every day of the 7-day Passover and unleavened bread observance is a Chag or festival day. Ezekiel explicitly states that Abib 14 is the day of Passover. It also states that the Chag of Passover consists of 7 days, and unleavened bread is eaten on these days. This would confirm that the festival of Passover unleavened bread consists of Abib 14 to 20. It is crucial to note that both Leviticus and Ezekiel state that the Chag of Passover unleavened bread limits the eating of unleavened bread to 7 days and not 8 days. Therefore, the consumption of unleavened bread from Abib 14 to Abib 20 would satisfy the scriptural instructions from both Leviticus and Ezekiel. When both passages are read in chronological order, the message becomes apparent. In the first month, in the 14th day of the month, ye shall have the Passover, a Chag or festival of 7 days. Unleavened bread shall be eaten. Ezekiel 45:21. And on the 15th day of the same month is the festival of unleavened bread unto Yahweh. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. Leviticus 23:6. Ezekiel is explicit that Passover is on Abib 14, a Chag of 7 days during which unleavened bread is eaten. Leviticus also explicitly states that Abib 15 is the Chag of unleavened bread. The following facts from these two passages can be listed as follows. From Ezekiel, point 1, Abib 14 is the Chag, or festival, of Passover. Point 2, the Chag of Passover is also a 7-day Chag. Point 3, unleavened bread is eaten on Abib 14. Point 4, unleavened bread is eaten 6 more days, for a total of 7 days. Also see Deuteronomy 16:8. Point 5, Abib 14 is the first day of the Chag of unleavened bread. Point 6, Abib 20 is the 7th and last day of the Chag of Passover and unleavened bread. Now from Leviticus. Point number 1, Abib 15 is also a Chag of unleavened bread. Point 2, unleavened bread is eaten for a total of 7 days, inclusive of Abib 14. Point 3, Abib 15 is in fact the 2nd day of the Chag of unleavened bread. When these passages from Ezekiel and Leviticus are considered, one understands why there seemed to be a conflict concerning the observance of Passover and unleavened bread with the practice of the Pharisees during the time of Yahushua the Messiah's death. Scriptures clearly indicate that Yahushua ate his Passover meal just after sunset on Abib 14, 1 day prior to the Passover meal of the Jewish religious leaders on Abib 15. If someone followed the example as set forth by Yahushua the Messiah, they would observe the 7-day Chag of Passover and unleavened bread from Abib 14 to 20. In addition, the first and last days of the Chag, Abib 14 and Abib 20, are high Sabbaths. Remember, we must always be diligent in our search for Yahweh's truth, as were those of Berea in the 1st century CE. These, Bereans, were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Acts 17, verse 11. Furthermore, we should not forget the instructions given to us by scriptures. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21. Hopefully, this podcast has enlightened the listener to realize that Passover, Abib 14, is a festival day and the first day of the 7-day festival of unleavened bread, observed on Abib 14 to 20. For more information, please refer to the Passover series at yahwehranger.com. May Yahweh be with you on your journey to discovering Yahweh's truth.